WABKAEPL, monitoring statewide one.
N8WRO at the venue.
KEAWUO, quite groggy.
And I figured you.
Yeah, came in a little broken there, but I'm on my way. looks like I got an 8:26 arrival, so I'll be just on time.
Copy that. Plenty of room. Probably not transferred well inside with HT New Haven.
All right. We'll see you in a short little bit here. Just finally starting to warm up a little bit. KE8WUO.
W8BD Mobile.
N8WRO. Well, that was a good deal there, Wally. All worked out pretty well. So just writing a little something up about the QSO we had last night, that it's an 8.5-mile line of sight QSO, Simplex, DMR, APNA-D441. But, just one data point on testing if those guys are interested in future. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if I know they're into these repeater calls and stuff, but this is also something that we should look at as some type of a simplex test. And I'm not really into traffic, what do you call that, traffic handling. I know some people are for the set and all that. Some groups do that, we don't, but I don't know. Maybe you should look at it, I suppose. It's a few more points for the set, fall and yeah, copy that. He did get a screenshot of the sign-in sheet, but I can go further for the membership if that's what you want. Yeah, I think he was talking to John about that, so they got the exchange contact numbers too. So perhaps you can get him some help that way. And then with Tom's surplus PC he got, I think we're on the way there. Well, I do have the Yaesu as a base, but not the Fusion, not the digital model. But if I ever step up, then that's probably going to be the way I go. For, obviously, Fusion, Yaesu, right? I didn't think about that. You're right. Could do that instead. Just at the beginning, maybe, see if I want to dabble in it,
See if it's for you or not. I mean, that's a big part of it. Hey, is this for me or not for me? You know what I'm saying? And that would be the best of both worlds. All right, sir, I got to step out. We have some things I got to do. WAVD, 13 of it.
NAWRO, clear.
Testing, 123, KE8OLL.
KC8KJO, this is WAVD. KC8KJO, WAVD.
Go ahead, WADAT on DMR.
Roger. Yep. Well, he called my HOIP phone and left his phone number, but he said it so fast and I accidentally deleted it. So, anyhow, I'm just trying to get a hold of him. I did call his HOIP number and leave my phone number. But I don't know what other repeaters to check. This and FBI, so if there's another repeater that he hangs out on, I don't know.
Very good. Oh, you're trying to look for Cujo? Yeah, I spoke to him this morning. He's looking for you.
Yeah, I'm looking for him. Anywho, yeah, I don't know who has his phone number. I texted the number I thought was his, but I looked it up and it goes to somebody else. So I think I got his number on, but anyhow, if anyone has his number, I left a message. I left my number on his HOIP number.
Gotcha. Well, I can send him a message on Discord and tell him to check his HOIP for your phone number. Or if you want me to just give him your phone number on Discord, I can just do that.
Yeah, private message, of course. I don't trust those Discord people. Although everybody that's out there has my number anyhow, but yeah. All right. Appreciate it. How am I sounding? I must be sounding okay, because if I sounded bad, someone would be correcting me.
Well, you sound like Eric on DMR, which is different than in person. Everybody sounds like they're grumpy and depressed on DMR. It's just the way it is. It's not anybody's fault. It's just the way it works.
Well, I'm looking at the HOIP dashboard, and I see his numbers, his numbers in use. All righty. Well, you know what? I am depressed and crabby, so I guess it's DMR can read your mood, I guess.
No, I would describe it as everybody sounds like they have a cold on DMR, but we just accept it. That's fine. So how's my audio, by the way? Am I too low, too high, just right?
Well, without a point of reference, I would say you're in the ballpark. So I would need about three other people out there and see which one is the loudest or the quietest. But, if my volume set at number two, you sound good. Like I said, without anybody else out there, it's hard to tell, but I would say it's right in there.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't sound like it's clipping or getting distorted, usually if it's bad DMR, it's usually you get clipped or you get distorted or it sounds really compressed.
Nope, I got my gain at zero and I'm talking about 4 inches away from the mic in a regular voice. So, and that's what it sounds. It sounds like you're about, it doesn't sound like you're eating a mic or anything. It sounds good. There's no distortion or clipping that I could hear other than the digital.
All right, very good. All right, I'll catch you on the other side of things. I just heard I saw your call sign on the radio. I figured either you were calling out. I didn't hear that you were calling for Kim Joe, so. All right, I'll catch you on the other one. I'll clear out of here. KFAS.
Very good, very good. I'll catch you on one of the other locations, WEAP.
KELAX, statewide one.
KFACYO test.
WABD.
KC8KJO from WEAP.
KELAX, statewide one.
NAWRO. Good afternoon, Dean.
Good afternoon, Tim. How was breakfast? I believe that was today.
I would have to say a resounding success. And the food was good, too. Probably ate too much, but nevertheless, it doesn't happen that often. So I guess we're thinking about that maybe every other month in a northeast Macomb County location.
Very nice. I would have attended, but last night was that benefit concert for that family friend I mentioned on the net a couple weeks ago, and so I was there till almost midnight. So by the time I got up and moving today, I was like, no, I'm not trying that.
Yeah, I understand. It's one of those things, man. That's not going to happen this morning. No, but how did that go? Did everything go well on that?
Yeah, it was a much better turnout than I thought it was going to be. A couple of bands volunteered to play for free at the venue. The guy who owns Premier Bowling Lanes is also the lead guitarist for Critical Bill. Probably not music you would necessarily be familiar with, but they gave the venue for free, and there was probably a 180, 200 person turnout. So I think it went well, and everybody, there was a bunch of local businesses that donated baskets and some cool stuff. So I think it turned out really well.
Very good then. Glad to hear that. Certainly a worthy cause, that's for sure. Yeah, what else? Well, he got his new tape radio. I don't know if you heard that. And he got a few pictures of it. We did some simplex testing last night, again from... Yeah, you were in on that before, though, in the summertime, I think, or the fall. And it was flawless on 441.0, I guess, simplex from Richmond down to his place. But, again, that's base to base. So once you, and, you know, you can't really throw an HT in there because it's just not going to have the length of rope, so to speak.
Copy that. But, I mean, even HT, HT to base for you, I was able to simplex from the TPH. And I was also able to simplex from my QTH to Wally. So all things considered, as the crow flies, I think I'm almost six miles from you, and I'm about 4 miles from him as the crow flies. So even HT-related, without a crazy large antenna, is pretty good. If I were to stick my radio up on the external antenna on my HT, I'd probably do really good simplex.
Yeah, that's right. We did have some good results. I forgot with that. So I did do line of sight on Google Maps between Wally's QTH and mine, and it's actually just slightly over 8 miles line of sight, you know, not obviously following the roads, but... So with you, it's got to be a little less, I would presume. It's pretty easy to do. You just right-click on Google Maps, and you get that little mile measuring stick out there. And but, yeah, I think maybe we ought to, I'm starting to think we ought to do some kind of relay thing, you know, like Memphis to here or Memphis to you, and then you just got to find the hops. You know, we got to find, I think, that Cliff is in Mount Clemens, and then from Mount Clemens, where do we go from there? The idea would be, I think one of our members is in South, West Warren, way down there. It'd be nice to get from Memphis all the way down there.
Yeah, if I were able to get my hands on a dual band DMR mobile or base, whatever, and set it up on the house with something more than, let's say, I think this radio is 8 watts. Even if I was to push 25, I think I'd do really, really well. I just haven't found something that I'm super impressed with that fits that bill that's not ungodly expensive.
Yeah, I got to find out. I can't remember what the Kinect system. We were doing high power, though. So I assume I was pushing 45 watts, maybe. I'm not sure. It's certainly not over 50, I don't believe. But, you know, it's simplex. So. And the night before, or maybe it was that night, I forget, John T. was trying as well. I think Sean was doing it as well. And we couldn't hear anything, nothing. So, you know, it's probably that way with digital. It's either there or it's not. And but it is interesting. That topic really brought up something kind of interesting. So I quite enjoy that.
Well, DMR is a very capable protocol, and really, your limitation is really your antenna, to be honest. I could probably do something like what's set up in the Go Kit, stick it outside, and probably do an amazing job.
And in line, my X30, which is the shortest diamond vertical they make, I want to pump it up to, I think, a 200 is what they have. It's two sections, I believe. And, of course, I keep on telling you I want to get it on top of the roof. And, of course, that's omnidirectional, but even so, that's going to be, that should be a huge performance difference. And if we really got serious about it, I could put, you know, a rotator on one of the chimneys on the top side and have a, you know, directional antenna with some gain on it. And at that point, I think I'd be confident that I could actually fit pretty much. If somebody at the other end had a comparable setup, I think we could go point to point with that simplex.
I agree 100%. And I kind of like where it's going. It seems like a few of the few of the guys are planning on, working on bettering their DMR capabilities, and I definitely like that, especially because P25 is also capable, but the price of entry is much more difficult. So,
yeah, that is correct. The price point is too difficult, you know, for everyone to make. So, and then again, we do have to acknowledge that even some of our members don't have DMR yet. So, but you know, it's fun. It's fun to test and try new things and not rely on repeaters as much.
This is very true, because in a bad situation, we may not have our repeaters. For example, from what I'm understanding, that also includes this one, because I don't think there's a whole huge heap of backup to this one at the moment, given the technical problems that we have on location.
Yeah, if you got a minute, I should try, what is it, Burnside? I always say Burnside. Yeah, it is Burnside. It's pretty far away from Richmond, but I should be able to hit it. And then Detroit as well. Although I think we did this just a few weeks ago, didn't we?
We tested Burnside in your mobile at the St. Clair County Airport, but not from your QTH, I don't think. I'll sit here if you want a QSY.
I will, but you're going to have to stay right where you're at because, you know, it's not going to happen for you. But I'll just give me a second. I'll QSY. I'll try, and if not, I'll be back to Mount Clemens. NAWRO, QSY after your acknowledgement.
Copy that, KE8LAX, standing by for your QSY.
KE8LAX, NAWRO. Nah, Dean, it didn't work, at least not today. And oddly enough, I'm not finding Detroit. I was going to try Detroit as well. I think it's on a different section in the radio. I think I'm going to have to kind of refresh this code plug here in the Connect systems. But there you go. I tried it. I just got bumped. I didn't reach in.
Yeah, I mean, that's all good. No matter where I'm at, for some reason, I can't touch Burnside and, technically, up closer to like the Port Huron ish area, even with HT, I should be able to do it. But I've yet to be able to get into Burnside anywhere up there.
I could be mistaken, but I thought I remember Riley saying same issue. Somehow there's some of the topography there that might be in the way. You would think it's the further north, so you should be able to get it. But we're also moving to the east a little bit. So, I think they have no choice but to use the Mount Clemens as well. But rumor has it, Richmond Tower, maybe. That would be really nice for certainly you and me, of course.
Yeah, I think Richmond would be slightly closer for me. Actually, I think I'm pretty much in the middle. But it would be very nice for when I move further north. That would be ideal, honestly.
Copy that. And switching quickly here to a new topic, I was talking to Tom at breakfast, and just curious because what the status of the GoKit is. Do you still have it, or did you turn it over to the boss? And if so, what date did you turn it over, if you remember?
So, yes, I did turn it over. I turned it over the night of the net. That is how the boss got in at work. He used the GoKit, and he already went in and pulled it from my inventory.
Copy that. That's what I needed. We figured that photo he sent was probably that same GoKit, so, and it did work out good for him, too.
Yep, we just swapped it at work, and then because that was the night of the net and he was working the midnight shift, he decided to set it up, and that is how he got in. He was questioning it. He was like, I don't know if I can get in. I was like, if I put that in kind of just sitting in my office or in my kitchen and I was able to get in perfectly, you're almost right under the location. you should be able to get in on low power, and if you can't, just bump it up one. And obviously he did it and did well.
Yep, I agree with that. I saw the setup in the photo, and I was thinking the same thing. If you did it at your QTH where you were, he's going to be able to do it there. Granted, it's a commercial building, and there's some other, but it nevertheless, it worked. And his signal was good, by the way, so it did definitely work.
Yes, right after he transmitted, I texted him, and I was like, he sounded great, and he was like, awesome. So, yeah, no, it's a nice set. Like I had mentioned before, I've got a couple of suggestions for some of the 3D printed stuff, just to make it more sound and solid. But other than that, really nice setup. I like the power supply and how everything's put together. And then it was left with a lot of other power pole points, so you can add stuff, backfeed to a car, not backfeed, but pull power from a vehicle, use 12 volt, use 120 volt. The way it was set up, the possibilities are endless, and I really do like that. This is KEAOAS Friday.
AWRO. Yeah, you did a good job on that. The only thing I was thinking about doing, I can still do it in the future, I'm not sure what kind of code plug you pushed to that, because I do have the RT Systems software for that, and I might be able to put something in there a little bit more user-friendly. But then again, I didn't really surf around, so maybe Mike's got it all set up, so I wouldn't touch anything, of course, without checking it out and consulting first. But and I guess at the end of the day, if he's got something in there that's working, why try to fix something that's not broke, right?
So the big thing that you missed is he's got, Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, he's got that in the code plug, but what you missed is you have to remove the steel plate, and then he's got a legend for what each memory channel and frequency name goes to what repeater and what it's used for. So if you pull that plate out of the way, he's got a laminated placard that's mounted to the box that tells you what everything is.
So that is what I missed, because I didn't see it until I saw Dave's picture when he had it deployed, or maybe it was yours, I don't know. And I saw that in there. And then I remembered that's what he said. He did that. So, yeah, that does make sense, and that means he ain't touching anything. The only thing was, Are the stations defined by, like an alpha? Like, for example, on mine, it's Rich Space FBI. Just friendly names, I guess. Do they have friendly names in there?
No, everything has a tactical name on there. But he's got it separated, per area. So I think, I didn't really play a whole lot in there, but I think, Alpha is our stuff. Charlie is Wayne and a couple places out that way. And I think that would be Bravo. And then I think Charlie, the Charlie channels are St. Clair County. But it's got a whole lot of what's in there. I personally like putting the phonetics for the system in my radio so that I know what's what. Even my DMR, Burnside is BRN, so I know that. Mount Clemens is MTC, just so I don't take up a lot of the screen, but I know what they are.
Yeah, once I figured that Central Michigan did the 3 alpha characters for the designators for the DMR, I had to kind of go back and fix them all up that way. Of course, we're back to that. It can get a little confusing if you go outside your area because, you travel up to the UP, go ahead and use DET because DET is the same thing as Sioux. That's the same frequency 444.0, but that's a feature, not a bug. So that's a good thing. You just kind of have to have a little cheat sheet. But I don't drive around as much as Tom does or anybody else, so I'm perfectly fine the way I got mine. But then the Yaesu, it looks like he's got it all worked out, so obviously I'm not going to touch it. He may even have more in there than I have in my base.
because that's meant to be potentially portable, obviously, right? And mine is just sitting here up at the base, so there is a difference. So, yeah, leave well enough alone, I think.
Yeah, I would have to agree. I don't remember the exact number, but I think there's 20-something machines in there. Even for my radio, I've got the SU in there. I know it's the same, but I just have it as its own. Because obviously, like Detroit, if you're roaming, it's not going to, well, I guess it could pick up Detroit and think it was Detroit, but nonetheless, I still have it in there, so that I can just kind of turn my knob, and if it's on SU, it's going to work, and if roaming picks up Detroit, well, I don't really care if it works, it works.
Yeah, speaking of that, I am getting into the, unfortunately, should probably discuss this with you, but the topic of the 19th, that's going to be interesting. Yeah, but we'll have it recorded, so you'll, of course, right? So you'll be able to listen to it at a later date if you're on duty.
Yeah, I'll be able to listen to it. I actually have a good idea of how all that works and how, like, event 1, 2, 3, and 4, I want to say, are separated by location. Like, I have a good idea of how all of that works. So a little refresher would be nice, but yeah, we'll go from there. I know our IT guy was saying that the platform they're using will allow it to record. So before that event, I'll talk to him and make sure he doesn't need anything. And if he doesn't, then he'll have it handled. If he does need something, then we'll work it out.
Apparently, because it's by Zoom, it's going to be all set. So I kind of worry about that too much, but apparently, you know, they got a nice, strong, robust internet connection at the venue, and we should be all set. So I'll leave it in John's capable hands, of course.
Yeah, copy that. I'll still confirm with him just to make sure he doesn't need anything, because a lot of the recording equipment and stuff I have is in my possession, so I still want to make sure with him, but yeah, I'm sure that he's got it.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, it is your area, Dean, you know, but of course, when one of us has to step out for reasons beyond our control, we have our backups, so kind of good why we have, I don't know, close working relationships with others in the group, so I think it's all good. All right, sounds good. What's your schedule like coming up? So just out of curiosity.
Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and then Friday they're sending me home early to prepare for the shift change, and then I'll be working Saturday 5 P to 5 A, and Sunday 5 P to 5 A.
Well, let's hope you can get some sleep before that first night shift.
I as well. It's been a really long time since I've had to flip around the schedule like that, so I'm hoping that I will be able to just stay up Friday all night, maybe play some video games and not crash out till like 6-ish. And then by the next day I might be a little bit exhausted, but I should be able to flip over fairly easily, I hope.
N-A-W-R-O. I see what you're doing there. You have that day ahead. Go ahead and make it a tough transition the day ahead when you're not working, and then by the time you come around on the shift, you're at least somewhat switched around, so you could power through it, possibly with your drink of choice. The old day, it used to be Mountain Dew, but now there's other stuff. If you don't like the coffee?
I'm picky with coffee because I don't like being in the bathroom all the time. But over there, it's nicotine pouches and caffeine. Usually Red Bull is my death of choice. I know that stuff's so bad for you, but it really does help you get along. And a lot of those guys in there, like, we're in it for the short time, not the long time. It's kind of an inside joke, but it's funny.
All right. Copy that, Dean. I see the deputy EC put some messages out for me, so let me go see what he needs, and I'll sure I'll talk to you sometime soon. Appreciate the QSO. NAWRO, after you, sir. I'll be listening out.
Sounds good, Tim. Thanks for the QSO.
W-A-D-D.
Any VCR monitoring?
I'm trying to test the radio.
W-A-D-D.
You did what?
I broke it.
No.
Yes. What are you doing up so late? Not ready to call it. Just got this crazy beep beep every time a contact shows up that I got in my contact list. I can't figure out how to turn off the beep beep.
All right, so you set something you don't know how to unstack. You didn't break it. All right. No, I came home to a shot water tank. I finished up about an hour ago and got hot water. But did not have a very good day after I got home from breakfast.
Well, at least it started off nice.
Oh, I said after I got home from breakfast. Yeah, it turned into a real poop show, but my son, he works Sundays. He got over here about 4 or 5. By that time, I already had the new tank. Had the old one disconnected. Had the new one ready to go, and he just helped me muscle it out of position. Had it all drained. But then already drained all over the floor. Anyhow.
Where'd you end up getting it? From one of the big box stores, Home Depot, Lowe's, some of that nature.
Yeah, I just bought a contractor grade Rheem 6-year warranty. You know, it's their entry level. Can't believe them things are up to $600 just for your 40-gallon entry level, basically hot water tank. Anyhow, I got the exact same one I had. It was lasted 12 years. And I fully intend on running it either moving, building new, or renovating, which would be all the plumbing, including gas, at which point I'd probably do a tankless system. So I figured I'm buying the cheapest one I can. Buying another 6-year Rheem just like the last one. Everything will line up. It'll bolt right in just like the last one. And for the most part, it did. They changed something in the valve a little bit that I had to contend with. Other than that, it was pretty uneventful. If not a whole day's worth of backbreaking at times work.
Not very good. Okay. Sounds like you got it done. Yeah, I think mine failed once, too. I ended up putting the same one in. This one wasn't Dale Smith or something. I wanted the same one. The tankless thing, you read up on it. Unless you've got a zillion kids at home and, you know, and lots of hot water stuff, they're really not worth it, you know, for just empty nesters like you and I. We're better off just to stay with the tank system. It really doesn't save enough money versus the cost. And then there's a lot of maintenance due on those. I mean, my daughter, she's got one in her house. She's got a big house, and, you know, I think there's 3 or 4 kids running around, and, you know, 3 of them are girls. So, you know, lots and lots of hot water. So, or 2 of them are girls, so lots and lots of hot water. So, you know, for her, it was probably worth it. But, you know, for me, you and me, I wouldn't invest the money in it. And for plumbing, everything's going to PEX. You just go rent one of those little power compressor thingies, you know, that Milwaukee makes them. Don't do it by the hand, you know, the hand crimp thing. Just go rent one of the, any big plumbing store will rent it to you and PEX, and you can have that done in a short time. And it looks good, too.
It would be easy to redo this place. Full basement, everything's very open and exposed and pretty simple. So it's a plan. I got several things I'd like. If we stay here, that's among the things. I don't know, the tankless appeals to me because you never have to worry about coming home to a drippy mess, or if they really let go, you got 2 inches of standing water all over your basement. But I figure with the tankless, that wouldn't happen. But I'll look into it more when that time comes. But anyhow, not now. Right now, I don't even know what we're doing. But I don't know if I'm going to renovate, demolish and rebuild, or move. It's hard to say. Got to do one of them. Can't decide which.
Would you stay in the Warren area if you moved, or do you have another neighborhood in mind? You know, I guess that's the biggest deciding factor. I mean, not just, you know, okay, we kind of like, do I want to move? But the other deciding factor is, you know, do we want to try a different neighborhood? I mean, you want to go up here, you want to go to Mount Clemens, you want to go a little bit more towards the west, you know, and that's the biggest deciding factor. My big deciding factor is I always wanted to live east of I-94, and it makes the traffic, just, you know, I'm going to say about one-third less living over here because, you know, the lake is in the way.
Well, I have some requirements as we get older. I want to be sure we're near a real hospital, you know, with at least a level 2 trauma center, you know, and you know, a good assortment of specialists and things like that. So I probably want to stay in this area here. We did look at Fort Gratiot. I was looking heavily at Fort Gratiot. I thought maybe that could work. It kind of checked all the boxes. I like Lapeer, but Lapeer is getting a little actually Lapeer County, but I don't know. I look for where my kids are. You know, I could just sneak a small ranch in their area, you know, without breaking a bank too badly. And, you know, the problem is taxes. Jesus, with taxes where they're at, or through the roof. And then, of course, you know, I could kiss ham radio goodbye, you know, it's, you know, from the house. I'd have to either have a remote piece of property for all my ham radio stuff or just give it up. But anyhow, so, you know, I'd probably stay in the metro area, but, I could get out as far as, you know, someplace like Lapeer or Fort Gratiot. I just, I'm not a rural guy. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, I grew up rural, and I don't know. I guess it's okay size, but you know, it's kind of like the way I grew up, but. You know, over here is like, I'm happy in the New Baltimore area. I really am. But our taxes are getting crazy, too. And, you know, if you're worried about trying to get to a hospital or concerned about trying to get to a hospital in a hurry, it isn't happening over here because the closest thing that's going to do anything significant for us is Mount Clemens, whatever it's called nowadays, the Mount Clemens Hospital. So, you know, with us, you better hope
that they're good. Yeah, no, that's true. And I had a buddy, he moved up north of Port Huron, and he had a very, very serious eye trauma. He didn't realize that he was, you know, with something that, you know, happens. It's not, he wasn't from any, I guess trauma is not the right word, but he had a shifting of his retina or something, and, it was on 4th of July several years ago, and he ran down to Port Huron. They took a look at it, and they said, we can't deal with this, but you need to get it looked at today, you know, or you could lose your eyesight. And And he found that he couldn't find nobody, you know, certainly nobody near where he lived, which was like Lakeport. And getting out of the Port Huron, they really couldn't deal with it. He had to come all the way down here to find somebody to lose his eyesight. So, I don't know, I like that. But it worked out for him. A lot of people do it, though. You know, so, I don't know. A lot of variables as far as that goes. Chances are, I like where I'm at. I got an acre of property. I can walk to 5 Starbucks if I want. I can ride my bicycle at Royal Oak, Ferndale, Birmingham. I'm minutes away from anything. The Detroit Hospital Centers with all the major hospitals and the level 1 trauma centers are, you know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes away. Being I got an acre, I live on a dirt road, and I can still walk to 5 Starbucks, I may just renovate here or knock this down and build here.
Yeah, that would be a good thing. You know, because, like, you know, I've got a whole, my health problem is my kidneys. You know, it's been that way for the last 20 years. But anytime anything goes wrong with them, I have to go down either to St. John's or, you know, the Michigan Urology thing there at, what is it, 11 or 12 mile and whatever. The first major road up to head east off of 12 mile. You know, so, yeah, there is a whole bunch of really talented skill sets down there. Whereas up here, you know, not so much, you know. Well, he comes up like once every third Thursday of the month or something like that. And I go, yeah, right. So I just drive there and say, okay, when can you get me in and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, all of that stuff does have conveniences, you know. And then, like, you know, where Sarah's in, like, rural USA. She just loves doing that kind of stuff. And she'll tell you straight up, your chances. And so she'll tell you straight up, she says, it depends who's working, you know. So, and I think that has a lot to do with it, too. Because, you know, just like any other profession, there are some of them that are really, really good at their profession. And there's others, like, how are they in that, you know. And her place is the same way.
Huh. Looks like I roamed them out, Clemens. Interesting. Yep, well, that's a thing. So, like I say, we'll probably stay here. I'd like to be up a little further, maybe, but I can't complain. I do like where I'm at. So, having said that, you know, I'm a city boy, you know. I like going downtown, and I like people watching, and I like Royal Oak, and I like Ferndale, and I like Birmingham, and I like Detroit, so... Not being too far removed from all that, for me, is a benefit. So, a lot of cool stuff going on in all those areas. Hoping that when I'm retired, maybe I can partake a little bit. But I know me. I'm lazy, too. All right, anyhow, I am brutally sore from wrestling with this hot water tank. And we finally got hot water, so I'm going to go. I'm going to go test it in the shower. And see if that makes me feel a little bit better.
All right, very good. We shall see you tomorrow. What is that all about?
Okay.
All right, we'll chat tomorrow. Have a good day. WAVD.
Was that it, by the way? You're on right now?
Yeah, I'm on the tape right now. But like I said, the feature that I can't figure out how to turn off is, like, every time you key up, because you're in the contact list, it goes beep, beep. You know, if somebody talks in camera that's not in the contact list, it works like a regular radio. But because you're in the contact list, it alerts me that, you know, hey, it's somebody you know, and I got to figure out how to turn that off or at least, you know, select it so, like, you know, other guys, people that are talking, at least that way I can hear it in the background, you know, so like, you know, you and Tim and, you know, Cujo, things like that, you know, so if they're talking, the radio will go beep, beep, but all the other ones, I'd like, you know, I wanted to pick up their audio, but I don't need it going beep, beep all the time, so that's the feature I'm trying to figure out how to turn off.
All righty, I asked because, I'm hearing a little rumbling, like in certain syllables and stuff like that. And I can't quite put my finger on this. Is it the gain's a little too high or something, or maybe it's just pre-digital, or something like that, coverage. So certainly sounds good, but there's something in there that might not be perfect. Very nitpicky. And, that's got to be a setting, right? You just got to figure out what they call it. I'm sure you'll figure that out. All right, unless you've got anything else, I'm going to jump out of here and go get that shower. WAFU.
Yeah, take care. The rumble was my speakers. For some reason, that last couple times I was talking, my speakers were picking up the digital rumble, and you were hearing that back through the microphone. So I don't know what that was about. Maybe I just turned the power down when I'm here at the house. All right, talk to you later.
Do you have that thing programmed up, P25, yet?
I do.
All right, I'll catch you over there before I clear out. I want to hear it. WAFU.